Agenda item number 9, Mr. Nykirk.
And as I'm pulling this up, I can ask kind of what you'd like here. I know we're limited on time, and this is really just a briefing and a request for a public hearing. I can keep this super, super short if you'd like.
If I had the money, I'd give you a raise just for that.
I think most of y'all were here when we did the first of the two general permits, legislation that was approved back in 2011, and then later amended in 2014, directed the commission to develop general permits to encourage the use of living shoreline techniques where appropriate. We developed one general permit that became effective back in 2015. That general permit authorizes structures strictly within the intertidal zone, things like core logs, shell bags, placement of sand to facilitate the planting of wetlands. This second general permit is going to be one that would allow structures like this here, riprap sills. It would also allow the other things that are approved under the first general permit, would involve areas that would include subtidal lands, beaches and dunes, and intertidal areas. So it expands the jurisdictional area that would be affected by the permit. We did use a couple of committees and work groups to develop these recommendations, and the criteria that we used in developing the draft general permit, which there's a copy of there before you. This second general permit will be a little bit more involved and have a little bit more extensive review. We are going to have, or we are recommending, that there'll be a requirement that the adjoining property owners agree to the use of the general permit process. In the event they do not, it would have to go the standard application route with a regular public hearing and such. One way to provide some additional streamlining, though, in case a project does go that route, if the subaqueous aspects of it are met and it is approved by the local wetland board, we would still be able to issue the general permit here without having to hold a second public hearing on it. That's similar to what we do with certain low-profile groins now under a general permit process. I could go into a lot more detail. All we really need is an approval to move forward with advertising it for a public hearing. Public hearing would likely be, at this point, it's probably going to be September. We want to get this back out to the committees for one final review. We want to send it to all the wetland boards for specific comments, and then we want to allow a good period of time for the general public to comment on it and get those all incorporated into a permit that we can bring back before you at a public hearing. With that,
thank you for your brevity, and sure. Thank you for your work on both of these permits involving the living shorelines.
I kind of like this route, you know, it encourages it, you know, through.
And not every living shoreline is the same and has the same impact, so I think your strategy here on dealing with these in separate ways, and it's still going to be more streamlined than what we have now, so that's that right. Makes some sense. What's the will of the commission here? It's a request for a public hearing.
Move forward the public hearing.
In September?
Yes.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Tankard for public hearing on this matter in September, second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, sir.